The next and final matter on the agenda for today is Draft Advisory Opinion 2018-12, Defending Digital Campaigns. And we
have to make a motion.
Is there a motion, Madam Vice Chair?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 18-43-A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. So Council wasn't able to join us this morning for the discussion of this matter, and as it turned out, we weren't anticipating being able to vote today anyway because the request came through not all that long ago, and we have some issues that we wanted to think through and potentially discuss with them, and we also did just receive a comment, I believe, the end of the day yesterday or this morning, one of the two. So we weren't intending to vote today in any case, but we do have a presentation from Mr. Wenzinger from the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Agenda document 1843A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Defending Digital Campaigns, Inc. The requester asks whether it may provide or facilitate the provision of certain cybersecurity services, software, and hardware for free or at a reduced cost to federal candidates and national political parties on a nonpartisan basis, according to predetermined objective criteria. The draft concludes that because the proposed activities are not for the purpose of influence in a federal election or in connection with a federal election, DDC's proposal is permissible. We received no comments on the request and one on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Kind of like the old days before we invited council to the table. I kind of forgot what that was like, so we'll give it a whirl. If anybody has any comments or questions of one another or of council or just statements, please feel free to do so. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's unfortunate that council isn't here because I think it would have been very helpful to us to be able to engage with them. The chair is correct that we weren't prepared to vote today. I want to thank our council. I had asked if they could try and get us a quick draft on this because it's an important issue and I thought it would behoove us to consider it quickly. I do still have some questions. Since we're going to be holding it over anyway, I'm hopeful that one or both of the very able counsel who submitted this might be able to show up at the next meeting so that we might be able to ask them some questions. I'm assuming that given the date that they're not actually planning on implementing this for this cycle. If that's not correct, it would be great if council could reach out to us and tell us. But I'm operating on that assumption right now, and that's why I'm not, you know, overly concerned about our taking a little bit more time. And obviously, we're well in advance of the 60-day limit. I do want to commend the requesters for trying to work together across party lines to address a really serious problem, one that I'm very concerned about as well. And I think there's, I don't want to speak for anybody else. I'll just say for myself that I'm very interested in trying to find a way to help them accomplish their goals because I think they're good goals and are good for our democracy. But we have to be careful how we do it. I think I have to think a little bit more about whether there's a way to say that this is not in connection with an election or if there's a way we could say yes without saying that it's not in connection with an election. I think it poses some tricky legal maneuvering for us to try and find a way to say yes without opening the door to some unforeseen consequences down the road. But given that, so I wanted to just sort of give a slight preview of some of the things that I'm thinking about, but since we don't really have counsel here to answer any questions for us, I don't know how much further we can take this at this point.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I share the same concerns that the Vice Chair has. This obviously is an issue of great urgency. The attempts to hack into campaigns and political party operations in order to disrupt campaign operations and potentially impact the outcome of elections is something of great urgency and importance at this time. And I think that the objectives of this request and the organization behind it are very admirable for seeking to find ways in which campaign operations and party operations and our electoral framework can protect against efforts of malicious actors trying to manipulate and impact the outcome of elections. As we go forward, I agree that we need to be careful that we don't open up avenues that could then lead to unintended consequences down the road. And so to the extent that I'd be interested to hear counsel's response to the comments that were submitted earlier today, and also just to discuss maybe the issue of limiting principles so that this notion that services provided to campaigns on a nonpartisan basis, is there a limit so that it doesn't stretch the notion of not being in connection with an election, not being for the purpose of an election so far that the trucks get driven through such an interpretation. So, like I said, I share the same concerns as the Vice Chair. Look forward to discussing this among the Commission, but also hoping to hear further from the requesters as well, whether they want to submit comments or if they'll be present next time. We can have a discussion with them here in the next open meeting at which we consider this advisory opinion request.
Are there any other comments from OGC or questions?
We would be happy to respond to Commissioner Peterson's question about our take on the comment, if that would.
That would be helpful, sure. Thank you.
Yep. So the comment came in this morning, and we're still considering the various arguments made in it. But we do want to point out that the comment doesn't address the 2000-16AO Third Millennium, where the Commission approved a request by a nonpartisan nonprofit to fund express advocacy because they were doing so in order to gather data on voting statistics for young people. So I think that to evaluate the comment, we'd have to view it in that context as well.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. Any other questions? And also, as the Vice Chair knows, we can send questions to the requestor, and we've all done that in the past. So if we have specific questions, it might be useful to do that in advance of the next open meeting. Any other questions or comments? Okay, well, then we'll take this up at the
next. I guess a couple of questions that were raised by the commenter. Where he goes, the requester here is a corporation, so the giving of free services or anything of value to any candidate or political party in connection with it is a prohibited contribution, regardless of whether or not the services or things of value are given for the purpose of influencing an election. So I'm wondering if a council would discuss that, the concern that they have.
Yes. My first reaction to that was that the in connection with standard is, we haven't addressed that a lot in our advisory opinions, but I think that their point about how the Supreme Court said in the FEC versus Wisconsin Right to Life that you can't have a standard based on purpose because that would lead to the bizarre result that certain spending would be legal if conducted by one corporation while leading to criminal penalties for another doesn't really apply here because the draft doesn't really hinge on the purpose necessarily of the corporation, but more on the fact that these are in connection with their mission of preventing foreign influence in elections. So while that's their purpose, it's also their connection. It's their whole It's why they're doing this. So it's not in connection with any particular election. It's in connection with their mission to serve the public in preventing foreign interference in elections.
Well, thanks for your comment on that. I was curious to know, in some respects, they say it's going to be free, and then they say that it'll be I can't remember the exact phraseology, of be another potential for compensation for officers, employees, and according to recognized procedures and best practices of similarly situated organizations. Are there any that you can think of or that in your conversations with them that they were thinking about? The similarly situated organizations and how that would work?
Yeah, I have not had any discussions with council about that, and there was nothing in the request about how they're going to evaluate the compensation other than they did attach the compensation review policy, which states what their request says, which is that they are endeavoring to pay their employees the same amount that similarly situated organizations would be paid. But other than that, I don't have any insight on how they're going to do that.
When will they be? I gather, you know, it's hard to know these when you haven't had a chance to spend much time with them. But in this case, I was a little concerned of who sets the standards and does it apply equally to everyone, and whether or not it's really being fair for us to opine on this when it appears to be only for the larger entities, something that, if they stated that criterion over $50,000. And is it in our interest to do it with those particular criteria in mind, even though they might change significantly, and should we have any concerns with the fact that there's, you know, certain monetary parameters that allow one or two certain kinds of participants to have some advantage over another? And I could see where maybe the smaller entity may complain and say, well, geez, you know, we don't have 50,000, but is there any area there where we should have any concern of unequal application?
From the face of the request, I don't have any concerns, given our previous regulations that allow nonprofit corporations to do certain things. When all we require is that they have predetermined objective criteria, we don't do any analysis of whether that criteria is fair or correct. I mean, obviously that we would assume that it is, but for us here in our regulations, we usually only ask whether it's objective and predetermined, which seems to be the case here. But that's also a good question that we could ask council, and we would be happy to do that as well, how they came to the thresholds for who's covered and how they expect that applying specifically going forward.
Sure. I just wonder if this is something that only the larger ones would get the benefit of and the smaller would not, whereas the smaller might be the ones that need it the most. And they do talk about, you know, trying to help out ones that need it and ones that are new, but then I see the criteria there and I just wonder how that would all apply. But that would be something to discuss, I suppose, going forward. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Walther.
Did you hear me all right on all this?
Yes, thank you. We could. Any other questions or comments? All righty. Thank you very much. And again, we'll take this up at the next open meeting. Appreciate your comments. Ms. Orrick, are there any management or administrative matters that we should discuss today?
There are none.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.